1-1.
You lit up the room simply by just walking in. The moment you entered, I could have surrendered right then. Your silhouette was the vision in my every dream. And when our eyes met, you shook the earth under me. My knees became weak and my heart started racing away. You left me breathless when I saw you headed my way. Holding you now, well, it's all I can do to believe. If this isn't love, baby, don't wake me up from the dream. 'Cause baby, you're turning.
Good afternoon once again and welcome to the 311 Radio Show as aired here every Sunday on VOB 92.9 FM for your listening pleasure and for those who watch it later on Facebook, even your viewing pleasure. I am your host this afternoon, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins from the Barbados Fire Service Fire Prevention Unit. And we have with us, as always, or as most of the time, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford. She's here with us once again. Good afternoon to you, Natasha. How are you doing?
A pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you. I am here and I am excited for those who are here in Barbados. For those who are abroad and listening to this program week after week, we continue to thank you for tuning in, giving us the listenership, and keeping this program well alive. Now, as we head into our topic, I'm a female and most people will say that this event is mainly for females. And then they have all the other people, the naysayers, that would be, oh, a little short man in a diaper shooting arrows. And we're celebrating this. But we're forgetting the naysayers this evening. And we are this afternoon. The name, the place, the locker. And what we're going to do, we're going to make this as exciting and as
informative,
romantically informative.
Because as much as we keep it as exciting as we do, we also always have a message, a serious message to offer the public of Barbados, and
that's correct.
Continue to do that, even though we try to do it in the most jovial and, you know, palatable fashion for you where you're sitting having your Sunday lunch, or you may have finished your Sunday lunch and just relaxing and listening to the lovely voice of Natasha Ford and myself annoying her and that kind of stuff.
Well, we're going to change the tables this afternoon. So Jason has done the introduction and we're getting well into our program. And what are we talking about this week?
Well, this week, tomorrow actually, we are into the month of love, as we all know. And tomorrow is actually the big day for some of us, Valentine's Day. For those of you who celebrate, as Ford would have alluded to a little earlier, everybody's not into it. Some people say it's for the women, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, there are some persons who celebrate Valentine's and so forth. And for those of you who are celebrating, sometimes we know that person celebrate in a big way.
Oh, yes.
People go all out. And tomorrow being that day, you know, we are expecting that there are going to be a lot of celebrations
that
in some
true.
Form or fashion. What we want to do this afternoon from our side is to, you know, remind you that even though you may be celebrating, and you know, in these type of celebrations, you are going to have maybe your candles and you may do a special meal and those kind of things. We just want to remind you how to go about doing it, the do's and don'ts, you know, what to look out for, what to do or not to do, so to speak, basically, as you make your celebrations special and romantic.
That is correct. So we had originally invited Mr. Romantic himself, but unfortunately he wasn't able to join us. And when I say Mr. Romantic, I speak of none other than Station Officer Vaughn. However, in his place, we have acting married man, Polly. Yes, and you heard me correct. Acting married man. Who will be helping us to facilitate this program and, you know, educate us and tell us how he will be trying to make this Valentine's Day romantic, but still yet as safe as possible. I mean, at the end of the day, we're not shrews. We know that people are there. People have lives. They're going to want to express their love. But at the end of the day, for us, it is all about safety. We want to ensure that after the night has climaxed, that after the night has finished, you know, you still wake up the next day to a home. You still have everything intact. We still live to tell the tale. The next day we walk out and tell our friends, oh, I had the most romantic night, or, you know, the husband or acting husband in this case did this or he did that. So let's take it down the road.
Oh, well, some of the things, well, everybody who have been a fan of this program over the years, if you've heard me before, would know that how I feel about candles. We're safety is concerned. Candles are lovely. They create the ambience, they create the atmosphere and everything. But I always, you know,
don't forget, they smell absolutely great.
Exactly. The fragrance, that's the word. The fragrance. So, you know, candles definitely have a part to play in the romantic setting that you want to create or try to create, you know. But however, you must understand and remember the safety aspect of when you're going to use candles. They're also for those who may just want the effect visually, but not necessarily are into the fragrance like Ford was just alluded to. You can also get the candles,
battery operated
candles. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So those are a safe option for those who may not want to take the risk of using the live candles, so to speak. You know, in the same way, like when you have the Christmas tree, you have some live and some artificial. So you can also have the artificial candles, which are electronically operated or battery operated, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And you can still get the same visual effect. You may not have the same.
Of course, but it's even more romantic because at the end of the day, when you look at it, realistically speaking, you can go and you can choose the different sizes that you want. They have some small tea candles, sure, that you can get. There are some bigger ones that you can get and you can put inside of these. And the thing about it is that if you get all caught up in the moment, you don't have to bother about returning to the dining room to blow up that candle, or you don't have to bother about going in the bedroom, you know, and you're having your experience inside of there, whatever it be. And you don't have to bother about having that live candle inside your bedroom. I mean, things may get so heated, next thing you know, the combustibles come off and you throw it one side. And here I'm talking about a wig. For those ladies who wear the wigs, you know, things might become a bit exciting. You take off your wig, you throw it, it lands on the candle. And what do you think is going to happen from there? Or, again, the bedroom, you're thinking about cloth. So sheets and everything. And this is one of the things exactly that I wanted Vaughn to be here to tell you guys about. Because this was his experience where he came in and he had all... So... He came in, and then every time I tell the story, I still have to laugh. Came in, and all the candles are set along the path, you know. And I don't know where his romantic bone went, but this guy decided, what's she doing? And blew out every candle out of her sequence. It's like, no. If you have the battery operated ones, like Jason is talking about, you don't have to bother about your psycho boyfriend should I call him a psycho boyfriend?
No, I think Vaughn was just the firefighter kicked in. And I because generally, I mean, for me, as I said, I do understand the visual and the scent and everything that the candles and the romantic vibe that they bring. But for me, it is always a case of that safety element kicks in. So, you know, and sometimes there's always that one partner who's more the safety one, or, you know, especially from our perspectives as firefighters, you're always that person in the house who takes caution of certain things.
That is true. It doesn't turn off.
It, exactly. And it's not that you willingly do it, But automatically, you know, it just kicks in because it's who you are. It's basically part of who you are. And I'm sure it happens in Natasha's household. I know that our very own Crystal J, even being a part of our program over the years, she brought it into her, she took it into her household as well, mm-hmm. where, you know, she heightened the awareness of safety and very so forth, of so. Safety within her home. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners there in the Starcom Network world have also heightened their awareness because of listening to this program and that kind of stuff. If they were not a part of this program, they might have been part of one of our fire safety presentations, lectures, whatever the case may be. And you know, you always learn something. Whenever I do a presentation or a lecture, some people call it, you will hear a person say, but I didn't know this. I learned this tonight. I learned this today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this at home. And I'm going to take this up into my home or whatever, into my school, into work, whatever the case
may
be.
But life is a learning experience. We don't learn it all in one. Correct. We learn over a period of time. And I think the person who doesn't want to learn anymore is the person who just ceases to exist and who ceases to be. But also, Adam, we talked about the aroma. And I know some people will be, yes, you don't get the aroma with the battery operated candles. One of the things that we're here to say, because we're not just here to preach don't, we can also preach do. Right. So one of the things that you can do, there's something called a diffuser. If you want to create that atmosphere where you have the essential oils now that you can go and you can buy, and you can put in that diffuser, you can have your room again being aromatized. You know, with the fragrance that you have decided on, and it's a safer option. There's also something we call, I know for some persons, you've seen the wireless speakers, and the majority of these wireless speakers, they also carry a lighting system. You have the different lights. So you can use that system as well to correct. Exactly, to create that atmosphere, you have the white light, you can have the red light, there's the light. I mean, it is absolutely fantastic. So here you have your wireless speaker, which has the lighting system, and you can also play your soft classical music.
The door and turn the lights.
Oh my goodness.
You decided to open up the show with that type of vibe. And, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, ladies, for those of you who didn't know he could sing, give him a little piece again.
The door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on, soft and slow. No more.
All right, my apology. As I said, acting married man, I need to remember that. So I know she's going to be pleasantly pleased. And okay, apart from the diffusers, there are other diffusers that you can use if you go into, and I mean, they don't have to be expensive. You can make your own as well. You just take a bottle, you get your essential oils, you can mix them to the fragrance that you like. And you have them there. So you don't necessarily need to go out there and purchase those scented candles at this point in time. I am not trying to discourage persons or cut business from entrepreneurs. I'm just trying to be safe at this point in time. But I will preach, if you are going to be using those candles, the one that actually carries the flame, we need it to be extra vigilant and we need it to be extra careful at this point in time. If you're going to use those candles, make sure that the surface that you put those candles on is a sturdy surface. Please, no paper, no plastic. Make sure it is a glass container or a metal container. You know, they have these fancy candle holders, metal, that you just put the candle on. And you make sure that it is not around any bedding. It is not around any lingerie. And yes, I'm going to talk... No, but I didn't think in curtains. This isn't Christmas.
Don't worry,
it is true. He is definitely correct. But we know the material that is going to, again, we don't want it to wrong any of the Remy or anything like that either. That tends to burn.
Basically, any flammable.
Any flammable material that there is.
Just put it in a safe place. Usually try to isolate it away from everything else that would create fire
situation. Take everything else from around it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And create that environment, that safe environment to have your candle in. Now, if you think that you're going to, and I'm pleading with you, if you're going to be using these candles, if you're going to use them in the dining room after husband or the wife has stood all day in the kitchen creating that fantastic meal for you. I mean, Jason, can you smell some of these meals? After creating that meal for you, you know, you sit on people, we see things on television and we want to recreate them. And we want to have dinner by candlelight. please ensure that when you leave that room, that you blow those candles or make sure that those candles have extinguished. Just for safety measure, just walk around and check. I don't know where you are going to put the candles. I don't know if you have them on the, what do you call, one of the, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have these little shelf things, you know, some people have floating shelves and you put the candles on those shelves and stuff. Just make sure whatever you do, that you ensure that those candles have been extinguished before retiring for the night.
Correct. And that has always been my mantra as it relates to candles. You know, having them a safe place, having them in the correct containers, and making sure, vitally important is to make sure that at the end of the night, no matter what container you have them in, that you out them before you go to bed, as Ford just said, because it is very important. It is just like how you would turn off your stove, you make sure everyone applies those same safety aspects. It is just now from a different perspective, because we're dealing more with Valentine's and the celebrations that are going to, you know, be associated with such.
Mm-hmm. I know Jason might not be the cookies of the cookies, but we're going to ask him any tips for any. And no, this is not the time for bread and butter. No, this occasion. No, even if you put the bread with a little pepper jelly, we need to have something of substance coming through. So for like kitchen safety, for those persons who are out there preparing the romantic dinners and such, like any words that have for them?
Well, kitchen safety, and like I always say when I give fire safety advice, it is not something that is out of the box or out of your scope. The basic, I always call them good housekeeping practices, making sure that you have, when you're finished with the stove, you turn it off, you know, those type of things. Not, as Forbes said, don't get excited in the moment and you take out the food or take the food off the sauce or take the saucepan off the stove or whatever and forget to turn off the stove. These type of things, turn off your oven if you're going to be doing baking, because yes, we know some persons will go all out. As young people say, a little extra. Yeah, everybody get, you know, all extra, you know. So you must make sure that when you're doing those things, or if you're doing those things, and this is not only for Valentine's, right, but generally, you know, you want, if you're going to use the stove, when you're finished, you turn off. And this is just trying to, how to put it, reiterate, because of the occasion that it might be, the excitement that will come with that occasion, that you don't let down your guard, so to speak. And that's what we're all about here at the Barbados Fire Service, when we bring the 311 radio show to you. Just making sure you don't let down your guard. It's not a case of you knowing it, because we know that you know it. We have said it countless times. But at the same time, there's always that unguarded moment. And that is where we become vulnerable, because that unguarded moment is where something can happen.
Exactly. And then for some of those persons, I'm not necessarily saying Jason, but those persons who have L's on the stove, those learner cookers. for you, what I would say, I know it might be a bit of trying to create more than one dish. Sometimes we get carried away, you know, you might get all, what do we say, anxiety might set in, you become all anxious, it's like this might not be going right or that might not be going right. And I would say to you at this point in time, you know what, there's nothing wrong investing in a smoke alarm and having it inside the kitchen. You're not having it directly over the stove, as we said, now
6 feet
away from the stove. Now, if you, for some reason, you decided to do some wine reduced steak, and you're doing that, when you do wine reduced steak, you do that on the stove top, Jason, this is not the oven. I know you don't understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, but you've decided, you know, you're going to try some basil rosemary infused chicken or duck or something of the sort for tonight.
You Google these recipes before you can.
That is so mean, of course. It's a good thing love is tomorrow. So if you're going to be doing these things, sometimes, you know, by doing other things, you're making other dishes, you tend to forget, I'm doing something on the stove and it may start to burn. Well, it may start to get a bit more darker than you originally expected it to. If by having a smoke alarm inside the kitchen area, it would alert you. So you don't get that full burn effect. You know, it was the still savage the meal, and you might have a bit of, we can give it a fancy name, instead a short effect. So therefore you have a good smoky taste to it, but it's not burnt. That's the whole gist of the matter, because that alarm inside the kitchen would have alerted you that something is going on that you need to be mindful of, that you need to pay attention to.
That's it in a nutshell. Having your smoke alarm basically gives you an early warning that something is not right, basically. Mm-hmm. Whether you are in the bedroom, whether you're outside, whatever the case may be, having that smoke alarm is always an important indicator that something is wrong. Once it is properly functioning, obviously you would have had batteries, you put in the battery, and obviously you test that once a month. And if your battery needed changing, I would think that you would have changed it by now. If you haven't changed it by now, you probably might still have an hour or so to get to the supermarket today. Or if not, you have the entire day tomorrow to get that battery to put in that smoke alarm to make sure that you are safe.
Well, not the entire day. If you don't want the husband or the wife to be mad at you, tongue is still open tomorrow. Yes. If you know you have to be at your place for what, 4 o'clock, make sure you do what you need to do early. Right. The whole thing about this is that we want persons, yes, enjoy yourself, spread as much love as you possibly can. But at the end of the day, as we said, we want persons to remain safe. We want you to remain vigilant within your environment. We want you to remember, you know what, after all the fun and everything else, there's a song that goes, after all the fun and love and something, I don't know. Actually, the words that I sing, the persons don't know how. Anyhow, that's another story. Right. So after all of that has been said, we want persons at the end of the day, we don't want them responding to any house fires, any residential fires, apartment fires, anything of the sort. Because, you know what, a night of fun or a day of fun turned into something tragic. And the only way that this can be avoided is if you pay close attention to what is going on around you. Just heed the advice, the persons who are here talking to you, share the information with you, and I'm sure everything will be good. I'm sure you don't want to see, if you look behind me, for those of you who are on Facebook, you don't want to see Benny turning up to your place, you know what, with his hose, and he's already now to cast water all over your gesture, whatever else. For those of you who are going to be going out, and that's one of the things we don't think about, persons who are dining out.
Correct.
Yes, you don't face the same challenge as those persons who decided to stay in and create the atmosphere at home. But sometimes what we do find is that persons do get carried away and may get a little bit tipsy.
Yeah, that is also a very good point that Ford raised, because going out now creates another element. You're now speaking in terms of road safety. And we all know the old adage of not drinking and driving, but sometimes for special occasions, persons may see the need to consume a beverage or two more than they normally would or should. Mm-hmm. And always remember, you should have your designated driver. So whatever you do, if both parties are drivers in the house, and you think that both parties, both the man and the woman, are going to be, you know, too intoxicated to drive, hire a taxi for the night, spend a little extra money. Hire a taxi for that particular night so that everybody gets back home safely and in one piece.
Ladies, this caution goes out to you. We're not just about fire, we're also about life safety. And I will say to you, please be mindful of how much you consume. Please be mindful of what you are using. Remember, everything is not always glorious, and some nights do end up in pain. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, we've watched television many, many times. Everything that is on television, some things actually happened here within our own society. Do not accept drinks from persons that you do not know. And I think a word to the wise is enough. Don't let it be a night of licorice-ness. That's what I like to call it, because everybody's being festive or whatever. Somebody passes and says to you, oh, you look good, let me buy you a drink. Always be cautious.
Very much so.
Always suspect other people. You don't know what is going on. So that is the most that I can say to you at this point in time. We want everyone to just be safe and be safe as much as possible.
Yeah, and even to add to what you're saying, for it, because you said for the ladies, but in these times, you even have to say it for men. You know, a person's up there, and we have to be real.
It is true.
It is not that you're preaching gloom and doom, but obviously you have to be real, and things are happening up there in this world. Everything that glitters is not good. Everybody's not what they seem.
So you don't have genuine intentions.
Everybody does not have genuine intentions. Mm-hmm. And you need, whether it be male or female, to be quite mindful of, as Ford was talking about, if anybody's offering you a drink and that kind of stuff, You know, these are things that we would have heard. I'm sure every one of us would have heard these things before, but it is always good to just refresh persons, because sometimes we get caught up and carried away in the excitement of the moment and we forget the basics.
That is quite true. So I think the majority of our listenership, they will have an exciting night.
Yes, I am pretty sure they will. Definitely is a special day for most. What I would add though, you know, we spend a lot of time and focus on Valentine's Day and these different things. My thing is, love your partner, love your family, love your friends, love the people around you every day. I mean, we live in a world where things happen so quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't think we need to wait on a specific day to show love or to express our love. I think we need to be, and I always say, I think we have lost to some extent as a society that loving and that caring vibe towards each other. That is something that, you know, I grew up, I saw my parents before me grow up with that type of loving mentality, and you know, that was the way we were as a society. I find it is a lot less, no, a lot less caring, and to me it's a lot of hatred and so on against each other, for what reason I'm not entirely sure. But you know, I think we need to express love more on a day-to-day basis, and do not wait until now or until the 14th of February annually to celebrate love. And then the next day or sometimes the same day, you know, and this is not only for your partner, but for your family, your friends, and those that you meet on a day-to-day basis in society.
What's the song again? How can you love your brother when something? Just so you know that song. Come on, you trying to make me shame?
Not me. I sometimes don't like to identify the song that you're trying to sing for your personal safety. Because then people will be like, that's what she was singing. So I leave it there. For I tend to sing the words that she thought she heard.
No, I sing the words that I hear, and the people that write the song just don't know how to sing it. Oh, I sing a better version.
Right. Let's go with that. Correct.
That's what it is. Come on. Right. We were going to actually have a little karaoke session.
No, let's not go there. People would have now had this and lunches, and it would be best if we leave it there. I don't have any problems.
You know. And then we talk about sharing the love. But of course, you recognize that the Barbados Fire Service and the members of the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit would have to have a deep-seated love for the members of our community, whether it be here in Barbados, those who listen to us from abroad, to every week make sure that we bring to you this information and share with you any engaging topics, whatever is going on within the fire service, trying to keep safety at the forefront of everybody's mind. I don't know how else we can express our love for you. If you need me to say it, I love you. And that is being genuine. I want my people to be as safe as possible. As I said, one house fire is one too many. And don't think that we have become so turned off or so disheartened to what is going on. And it's just like, well, it's another day on the job. At the end of the day, it's one of those jobs that we still feel things. So that's why we decided to do this very special show. It wasn't as romantic as I wanted it to be, because Jason didn't bring the Valentine beer. He didn't bring the, in this case, we would have had to use non-alcoholic wine or anything like that. So for all of you persons who will be enjoying tomorrow night, as I said, enjoy it, but also make sure that you're vigilant, that you do it to the, you know, do it to the max. But in doing it to the max and going all out, ensure that you live to tell the tale the next day. So after Monday, somebody wants to hear what color were the rose petals that lined the hallway? What was the smell like of the candles? Was it cinnamon and brown sugar? Oh my gosh, that's a really nice mix. Was it white lavender? You know what? And we know how girlfriends like to chat with each other. I'm not sure how the guys do it, especially the acting. The acting married men. But for you, Mr. Vaughn, I hope that if wifey this time she's doing anything romantic, that she would have learned her lesson. And she's using the battery operated candles, so you don't come in and blow each and every one of them out and kill that mood. Come on. So for those of you, again, as usual, just stay safe.
That is correct. And, you know, we are almost out of time, Natasha. As those that are like, right now, this is not that time.
Why not? Why can't anybody get me crying tomorrow and getting a chocolate? Can't get a wine.
But if you, if by any stress with your imagination, you missed today's recording, the show, you can always visit the VOB podcast on www.vob929.com. You can also check out the Facebook page, VOB's Facebook page, VOB92.9 FM, VOB92.9 FM on Facebook. And you can always view the show today in living color, as they would say.
Yeah.
Anything else you have to add before we?
Yes, yeah, I'm not going to have a Valentine's tomorrow. Feel free to drop all the chocolates by at the station that you want to drop by, all the wines. I'm taking teddy bears, you know, just to cheer me up a bit.
Hey, I'm pretty sure you're going to have a lot greater time than you're here. I'm trying to let you people think.
At school, anyhow, give me a break.
You know,
at school,
you might have somebody might, you know.
A professor might say, oh, we're going to cancel classes today because, you know, we really, it is, or not.
But we are pretty much out of time. And usually as we go, I think we're going to leave them. There's going to be a song. They're going to play a song.
Of course we're going to be romantic.
So they're going to be playing a romantic song. What we did in the beginning of the show, I think, And we want to say a special shout out to Danny Biggs who
made this possible.
Yes, who made this possible.
Just called him with the idea. He was like,
definitely.
Yeah.
So the one at the beginning was for the more mature folk, and this one is for the ones who
younger
are younger at heart. So we're going to end up the show with that one, and that's going to come on as soon as we go off, I believe.
So remember,
fire prevention.
It's our intention.
Have a wonderful week, Barbados.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. Bye-bye.
Talk about love. Talk about trust. Talk about forever, baby. Talk about us. I give you my word. Stick to my guns. Believe me when I say it, baby. It's just begun. Understand, oh girl, the full intent of my plan. But baby, I wanna be your sole provider. And baby, I wanna stay that way for the long. So